Hello.
Hi, this is Tahila. I'm calling from Deluxe Home Care. Is this Mr. Willie?
Yes, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Awesome. So I wanted to let you know, everything, your caregiver is all set, compliant with our agency. That's Rosette, right?
Yes.
Amazing. Now, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, send you some forms so we can get things started. I want to start as soon as possible. Okay? Do you have about 2 minutes now?
Oh, yes.
Amazing. Just to confirm, your date of birth is 12/14/1972?
74.
1974. Got it. Good. Let me put this here. Amazing. And county is St. Louis County, correct?
St. Louis City.
St. Louis City. Let me put that in.
Yeah.
And Willie,
16, six
what's
three
your
one three
email?
nine. Oh, last name Megan.
Yeah.
First name Willie. One at gmail.com.
Got it. And for tax ID purposes, we would need a tax ID for each patient that starts services. In Missouri, you're considered your own company. So we would need to help you apply for tax IDs. We actually help with all of it, so you don't really need to do anything. I would just need to send you some forms. All you need to do is just fill it out. Once you press submit, I'll receive it. Would you be able to do that for me today?
You'll help me talk, you'll help me walk through it.
Sure. Yeah, I can help you with that.
Okay.
Now, for the tax ID purposes, I would need your social. Do you have that handy?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
4-8-6-7-8-3-0-7-8.
7-8, got it. Alrighty, let's see if this is gonna go through. Alrighty, yes it is. Okay, so I'm gonna send you all that, all of the applications and forms. It shouldn't be too hard. Everything is, for the most part already filled out with the information that you provided already. Now, I'm gonna call up your caregiver. Does starting tomorrow work for you? Would you want her to start tomorrow?
Yes, that'll be perfect.
Amazing. Now, let me see how many hours you have. Hold on a moment. Let me open this up. Okay, before I call her, what I want you to do, let me just see here, 437. Hold on a moment. Okay, so you have about 109 hours a month, specifically for this month. Okay, now if you divide about 109, let's say you divide it by 4 weeks, that's about 27 hours per week. I would want you to make a schedule Okay, I would need an exact schedule of when you want your caregiver to come in. Let's say you want, 5 hours one day, or do you want the same hours Monday through Friday? Or do you want 2 hours one day, 5 hours a different day? If you can please make a schedule, that will work for you and the caregiver, and I'm going to call you back and put it in, okay?
So is it from Monday through Friday?
It's however you would need, however you would like, but it has to be, let me just confirm, it would be 27 hours a week. Well, to be exact, 27.25, but I'm going to edit that with you, okay?
Okay.
Let me just get this here.
So what would that be roughly like? Being 5 days a week, would that be like 5.5 hours daily or something?
Yeah. Yeah, if that's how you would like it. Yeah, sure.
And you said you got a total of 27?
Yes, per week. Okay.
Okay, so... What if I want to do like Monday, Wednesday,
yeah,
Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Saturday or Sunday, you could do it like that?
Yeah, however, however it would work for you.
Okay. Okay. And you say you need that by in the morning?
Yeah, I would actually need it really by today. Can you have that by today?
Yeah, I could just say today's now, can I?
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much. I sent you over the forms. Otherwise, everything should be good to go. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Willie. I'm going to call the caregiver now to get her set up.
Is the forms in my email?
Yes, it should be in your email.
Okay, it says two of them. Which one do I open?
Open up the first one.
Oh, well, it say attach application or
yep.
application.
Yeah.
Okay, attach application.
Okay. Call me if you have any questions, whatever it is. Okay.
Okay, so review documents. So push that review documents.
Yes.
Then you say I just gotta read and sign.
Yep, that's all you got to do. And you don't even need to send it back to me because once you press submit, I'll receive it.
Okay, so I see some pages say, I guess you were telling me most of them are already filled out or something.
Yep.
So I just go to the part where it says sign and
yep.
Fill. Would it be right here? I think it's number 7. That one looks like it needed to be signed.
Yeah, and if they need you to put in anything, it's gonna turn red. Okay.
Okay. I was trying to click it, but it won't open up for me.
Can you reload?
Okay.
Go back and.
Oh,
back
okay.
Into?
There you go.
Oh, you got it.
A little bit, but
okay.
I wasn't able to sign it. Let me go back. It was 7, and it was red. 7 out of 42 pages, right?
Yeah.
So let me go back to 7.
Mr. Willie, I have to go because I'm going into a meeting, but call me back if you have any questions, okay?
Okay. I will.
Alrighty. Thank you for doing this. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.